Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin El Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey and Big Derv. Reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. Get access to all the exclusive content like the OG pods that we've been doing, like the watch-alongs for movies and sporting events, like the Discord. As Twitter becomes more and more of a fucking vile place, go ahead and hit that Discord up, man. Find some like-minded people. Let's have fun. Let's have some great conversations. Who knows? You might catch one of us on there. I know Zach and Maze are on there heavy. Trey, I believe you'd be on the Discord as well. I might find my way there too. But anyways, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you want to be. Got a hell of a show ready. Let's get started. That over there is John Gervais, no longer in his Rick Ross mansion. How many comments did you get about that background last week, man?
Just a tad bit too many.
Damn, Jeremy. And coming to us from, I don't know if the location is disclosed, but he's definitely.
No, I'm in Dallas.
Reb, how long are you in Dallas for?
I leave today. I've been in Dallas since Thanksgiving.
I get there tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Me and Trey keep missing each other. Yeah, man. Trey's at Dallas. He's got his McDonald's All America gear on. He owned McDonald's out, man. What's going on, Trey? Yeah, what you into, man?
Man, I'm out here doing Hoop Fest. We collaborated with Duncanville High School and Hoop Fest, and I was the man on the street. So I was really just testing everybody's McDag trivia. So just kind of running around, you know, seeing, you know, giving away some nice cash for the good people out here that are real basketball fans. So it was cool and got the chance to see some of the potential nominees.
Jerv's smiling because of the – I know exactly why he's not smiling, Jerv, because instead of McDonald's All-America game, he said McDag. That's why he's smiling, right?
He's so fucking cool, man. Like, you're like the
– Nah.
Yo, my nigga.
Follow like, McDag, yo, man.
Yo, I get it. Yo, even though, you know what I'm saying, like the product placement is so like, you know, hey, man. You're talented, right. My brother. You're talented.
No, man. As a matter of fact, let me do that right now. I'm going to give free promo.
That's, you know, every time black people say, you got it, that's what Jerv just did there. He just did the all-time classic. Oh, man, you got it. You got it, big timer. Which, on the low, it's kind of also got some hate in it. There's a sprinkling of hate in that. You got it. Like.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, those are the ones that's like, I see you
shining. Yeah, I see.
I see you is 100% my go-to. Okay. Oh, I see you out here, fam.
Yo, that's so funny, dude. It's been a great experience. Obviously, the weather was super, super, super shitty here. It was raining the whole time. And now it's fucking beautiful when I'm getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
So, you know. But I got a chance to, I don't know, have you ever been to the Tulum experience?
No, sir. I have not been to the Tulum.
All right, so, no, please.
The most Trey shit ever.
No, have you ever no been to it, wasn't, Tulum experience?
It really is, bro. It really is. I hate it, bro.
Unless the
Tulum experience is in, like, Cleveland or some shit like that.
But the Tulum experience to be in Dallas is fucking nuts, bro.
What is like, the Tulum experience? Explain it to us.
So we get invited to dinner after work, after a long shoot. And I'm like, all right, cool. We get there and it's like Mexican fusion, I want to say, because they were serving like risotto too.
Mm. Okay.
At a Mexican spot. So I had to give it fusion because it's probably blended with like a bunch of shit. They had lobster tacos. They had all this shit, right? But when you get in there and you turn to go to the dining area, it's like having dinner in a Las Vegas club. So you're eating
in Dallas?
It's going in Dallas. And this motherfucker's going do, 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 do. And I'm like, like, yo, this is a lot, bro.
So
I know I
said it as a joke, but All-Star Weekend in Cleveland, we had lunch at a place like that. Like it was full on lunchtime. We always had a DJ and it was super loud and motherfuckers smoking hookah. And I'm just like, this is not a lunch destination. And I was with white people.
Don't get me wrong. Go to the Tulum experience. 10 out of 10 experience as far as if you're looking for that. But coming off a 12 to 14 hour shoot.
Brother, I'm not looking for that.
I'm not looking for that.
I just want to eat, man. Like it's like if I want to chase ass, I'm going to chase ass somewhere else. I'm not going to do it in between courses.
It was a hybrid of it. You know what I'm saying? It was so loud that you couldn't even signal the waiter back over, like, can I get the check?
So I'm gonna transition smooth off of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be one fat segment right here to BMF. Because this week we learned that after Meech beat the double homicide, he decides to go on a trip to Mexico. He charters a commercial airliner and fills it up with all of his friends and family and celebrities. Little John is on the flight. The Brad is on the flight. Like, it's just a bunch of people, right? And they go and say, we got this.
Very reminiscent of Soul Plane. Is what they said.
Described like it was like Soul Plane. And they got to Cancun. They partied every night. And they went to the same club and partied every night. And I don't know why, but in my head, I thought like, oh, that should be like a nice, dope little thing. And then they saw the shot. They showed the shots of the club inside. And it's like hundreds of people. And even everyone like got a bottle and they're like shoulder to shoulder. And there's a lot of dudes in there, man. And I said to myself, I said, self, that looks awful.
Self.
That looks awful. I get wanting to celebrate with my friends and family, but like, can we get it a little bit more spaced out? Am I old? Is this an old man talking? Where I just
no,
don't
it's,
want all
it,
these people
no,
around
it,
me?
No, no, it's not old because I personally don't like to be touched. Like, just contact. It's kind of weird, you know what I mean? Like, or just give me that at this much room. They were shoulder to shoulder, but ideally, I mean, when you think about this, how Meeks was doing it is how niggas think Bezos supposed to be doing. Like, when nigga like, nigga, you got a billion, nigga, feed everybody, nigga. This is how it's supposed to be.
I'm with feeding everybody. Yo, I'm
no,
with
no, 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 but hear this out.
Right.
The craziest shit. Are you going to be just as excited if there's everybody with 100 bottles, bro? If there's everybody, like, there's no like
separation.
No fine line. There has to be some type of I wish. Because if everybody's getting that, they're not going to appreciate it. I couldn't imagine if I'm still alive through BMF era, mm-hmm. right? I didn't go to jail, but I was at all the parties. Mm. How am I supposed to pursue life after that?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll give you. I've been to what I would say is the closest thing of that in terms of availability, which was the Warriors championship party after they beat Boston. Because the Celtics have like a club. I didn't know this. I legit discovered this.
I remember right you telling us on the show.
After Game 6, they have an actual like big ass club. Maybe not as big as a Vegas club, but like. Pretty fucking big, right?
The Celtics?
The Celtics in their
bro,
arena.
You remember this story, bro.
No,
when
bro,
the nigga ended up at the hotel and niggas was telling the nigga, like, hey, what you doing here?
No one said that, but I definitely got – I was the nigga that told me what you doing here. Like, yeah, okay. I told myself.
Self.
Hold on. What we just witnessed, everybody, was the classic black people moment. Trey – heard the story, and by the time it would have gotten to me, if Amin wasn't on here, somebody would have checked Amin at the door and said, yo, fam, you don't belong here. But Amin clearly had that conversation with himself.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, I had my conversation, but I'll give you a recap of that part real quick. Basically, after the party, was the after party, they said it's at the hotel. And so I said, oh, let's go to the hotel. And like, everyone's getting Ubers. And then as we get to the hotel, it's a bunch of people outside and it's security. And I'm like, oh shit, man. Like, there's no chance we don't have a hotel key or anything. They're not going to let us in. But luckily, the security guy was the same dude that we said what's up to at the beginning of the night. At the very beginning of that, we chopped it up with him for like 5 minutes for no reason. Oh man, da 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 da. And so when we got out, I was like, hey guys, he just like let us in. He just thought we was cool and shit. So we went upstairs and it was like a ballroom and it was like legit someone's iPhone connected to some speakers. And it was like Draymond, Juan Toscano-Anderson, and like somebody else. It might have been Damian Lee. And I was like, and like maybe a couple of family members here. And I was like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to be here. And so as I'm turning to leave, that's when Steph and Aisha walk in. And Steph was like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm like, oh, man, not much. You got it. Congratulations. I'm like, I got to go. Because it was like, yeah, it was clear this wasn't for me. Like, no one said anything. Yeah. Nobody had a problem. But like, Self, I said, Self, you need to go, nigga. And it was like,
because 30 more minutes, niggas would have been like,
yeah.
Who was bro? Bro.
No, they know. Bro, no, they know who brought it. They know who bro is. Like, hey, who?
But
who,
why is he here?
Who's he with? Who's he with?
Oh, yeah.
You with you? He with? Ain't okay. With me. Who is it you? Is not with me. All right, man. He got to go. So I was
accidental.
Like,
you're just... accidental plus one.
Yep. Oh, plus, I have plus four, man. I was like,
oh, you plus four.
You sick.
Oh, you're wild.
You sick. Like, hey, nigga, hurry up.
No. It was, I brought the ratio. I brought balance to the ratio now. Don't get it twisted. I didn't walk in there messing things up. But at the same time, I was like, guys, I mean, y'all could stay, but I'm out. I can't. Yo, I can't stay here.
My man, I have a BMF story, but my man changed his name. Look at this. Look at this guy, man.
He did that 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
anyway,
so back to the party. Back to the party. Like, we go in the party, and literally every player had his own table. Everything was free. Jerv, if you wanted to do a shot of Class Azul and a shot of 1942, that was free. If you wanted a bottle of each at your table, that was, every player had one, every staff member had one, right? And then beyond all these individual tables, at the bars, it was just people. Like, Steve Kerr was at the bar doing shots. He did a shot with G-Eazy and me and Steve Kerr's son. But anyway, so like we said, hey Steve, who'd you just do a shot with? And he's like, I don't know, some sort of singer or some shit. I had no idea who that nigga was, man. He was just like, I don't know, some sort of singer. But so I say all this to say, Trey, I think you can have a party where everybody got their own bottle and everyone's happy and it's everything open, everything. But what we cannot have is shoulder to shoulder. That's what we cannot have. There has to be physical. That you, line you're talking about.
So think about if nobody can get in, like say if the cutoff, so you rather sacrifice a couple heads for space.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, or, but then niggas will be mad.
All right, then be mad then, man. Be mad.
We need like, space in here.
Or at least for me, at least like Meat's table gotta be up and away, and it gotta be for every dude, there's gotta be two girls by law, right?
By law. Yeah.
Like, it can't be 100 dudes around me, man. Like, that, I just,
nah, I see, and my brothers and everything.
Like, I've had that shit happen to me hanging with the Dreamville shit. You go, oh, we got to get in the table. And it's like, just like the ratio's a little off. What I do, I pour my drink. You know what I do? I walk my ass somewhere else, man. I'm going to do a lap. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to see if I see someone else. I can't be here, man, because it's like, now I'm just ruining it for everybody. You know?
Hey, the funniest shit when you do the walk-off, though, because you think just like me. You're like, all right, I don't really care about standing next to whoever. These are my real friends, so I don't need that type of day. But when I do have to get up there, because I might want to get up there at one point in time, there's that dickhead bouncer who acts like he did not see you.
Oh, I have
to know you.
You have to.
And then they can be like, where you going? You're like, nigga, you just see me.
Trey, let me tell you right now, you have to establish a relationship with that motherfucker first and foremost.
What's the MJ shit?
Yep. Yeah.
What's up, right big
here,
dog?
Right here. You gotta let him know I'm going to the bathroom. You gotta let him know I'm going over here. Da da da. Hey man, like, hey, how's it doing? Like, you gotta make small talk with him. Whatever it is, you have to establish, nigga, you know me. So when I come back around
here. That happened to me. Warriors Blazers playoff series. I had a couple people with me. I got niggas in. I go to pee. And niggas just looking at me like the Kobe meme. You know, a nigga looking over the crowd. And I'm like, tell this nigga that I just was here. I went to go pee. So niggas is like, what are you doing out there? I'm like, this dickhead won't let me back in because he thinks I'm just trying to be over here. I'm like, bro, I really don't care. I'm going to go home if this nigga don't let me in.
Right. Right.
Because it's not that serious.
Not that serious. Yeah, it's not that
but
serious.
But to the point, I had to pee. I'm not going to pee on myself just for a good time, nigga.
To stay in the promised land. No, man. Nah, man, it ain't that serious. It's never that serious. And you know, shout out to everyone who's doing their job, but also don't be a dick. Because sometimes they just do it to be a dick. They know who the fuck you are.
Speaking of that, the people that love their job, they take it too far.
Okay, hold on. Before we do that, let me put a bow on this BMF shit. Because it is insane. Two things are insane to me. Obviously, I have to catch up, right? One is that as these niggas was watching The Wire, they were wiretapped.
Come on, my nigga.
Talk about that's a good idea. The cop was talking about when they're like, "Hey, maybe we should dump our phones." And the cop's like, "Oh fuck, man!
Yeah, we're fucked."
And then
these dumbass niggas can't fucking. They ain't doing this shit.
Shitting on them. These country ass motherfuckers ain't sophisticated. Like, they ain't never heard No Wire.
Like, it ain't on TV.
Man, like, them niggas ain't got HBO like that, Trey. Yeah, them country broke ass cops.
Broke ass cops ain't got HBO. They don't care about these Northerners.
So there was that, and then there's the idea, and like, this is going to be interesting to see how it's handled on the TV show, which comes back January 6th. But the rift between Terry and Meech, that these niggas don't fuck with each other.
Terry's ready to get him like taken out.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's some crazy shit, man. Like, I'm not. Yeah. By the way, also, one last thing about the partying, because they did it at Terry's birthday party in Vegas, and then they did it again at this Meech party in Mexico. The whole, we're all going to show up wearing the same t-shirt? No. Absolutely not. Again, in the words of Trey, I'd rather stay home.
It was a different time back then, though, bro.
It was a different time. I didn't do it back then either. I wasn't 18 back then, Jerv. I was 25, 20. I was of the age where I would have done.
I had a dad.
Exactly.
So I'm with you,
Jerv. Hashtag I had a dad. All right, go for it.
Y'all niggas is wild, yo. Yeah. But it was a different time, like. I would not have done it. Let's make that all the way clear. But I also wasn't making $1 million like every fucking, I don't know, 24, 48 hours in that time frame.
Hey, bro, you know what we should do? We should all wear the same shirt.
Let's go. Hey, but you also ought to understand, Meech's mindset was like, nigga, if I got a girl, you can fuck my girl, and you gonna fuck that girl, and if I got a shirt, you gotta wear that shirt. Like, it's like, nigga, what? Because the shirt said BMF for life and death. Yeah. No, nigga, I'm gonna look at that death word like.
It's, you know, but it reminded me of like the Money Team niggas.
Mm-hmm.
They all wear the TMT shirts and the hats and all that, and I'm like, really? Is that like a requirement?
So you tried you so well.
I mean, look at it like this too, though.
No, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it.
I'm not. Yeah, Jerv, here's my thing. I'm not mad at the shirt. If you told me, yo, wear this shirt, I'm like, yo, it's a dope shirt. I'll wear a TMT shirt. I'll wear a BMF shirt. But if you said, wear this shirt, we're all wearing it tonight. We're all wearing the blue I'm a boss shirt with no sleeves on. Like, bro, I'm sorry, man. Like,
Hey, that's like hopping on a horn and be like, yo, Jerv and me, what y'all wearing tonight?
What are y'all wearing?
BMFT. All right, me too. You sure? Yep. All right, bet. Everybody wear y'all BMFTs. It's gonna be one nigga like.
I don't even do that. I don't even do that with my frat. Like, I don't wear Nelia to begin with. So I wear Hampton shit though. As I got my Hampton.
No, but like that's different. Like, again, the idea is that even with the paraphernalia, y'all motherfuckers be wearing different shit. It might be the colors, but like one dude wearing a jacket, one dude wearing a t-shirt.
Every now and then there are events where somebody will be like, yo, we're wearing our jackets. Like, we're all wearing our line jackets. So naturally there will be some, you know, your pants and your undershirt is all different. But like, if you wear your line jacket, there's a good chance that a good portion of people are going to have either that jacket, that kind, or something similar.
Right. All right. But still, though, I think
I'm still not wearing that.
You know, where's your line jacket? Do you even have it?
It's in my closet. It's in my pants.
What's your line name again? Hey, yo, first of all, while we on that line, though, shout outs to our man, Quincy Chad, bro. Listen to the show. He on Snowfall. He a noob.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, hold on. My man, yo, isn't he too dark-skinned? Isn't he too dark-skinned to be a noob?
Here's this guy, though. Yo, I'm not going to. Yo, every single time you go on one of your little whatevers about the bruhs, I get at least 5 to 10 people that hit me up and be like, yo, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yo, I need to talk to da-da-da. Like, yo, come on, get out of here. So I'm not doing that today, bro. It's the holiday time. I don't need those problems.
But yeah,
I didn't know they allowed those shirts. Shout out to Quincy, man. Thanks for listening to the show, man.
Yeah,
we love y'all show.
Which one's Quincy? Quincy is
he's Dion Barber.
The muscle. He's like the muscle dude. Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Damn. That's so
small world.
See, you didn't recognize him because that nigga was a white
brother,
and that nigga's a noob.
Look, let me review. Small world. Jerv's frat brother works with me, and I didn't know that.
Oh, wait, frat brother, like the guy's a noob, or frat brother, like he knows Jerv?
No, he's a noob, but he went to
Hampton. Also.
He went to Hampton too. Dude.
That's my guy.
So he posts a picture of me, and Jerv, like,
that's my guy.
I know, that's my guy. Like,
that's my man's in there.
But he never said shit. Like, I'm like, bro, you commented on something before, but it didn't never say anything. So I'm sitting there. And we're out to breakfast, and he's like, yo, my man, he posted me. So right. Quincy Chad's like, yo, I listen to Black Trey and Waz on Bomb. So I'm like, what? He like, yeah, my boy, he from my hood, da da da. You know, he Trini, blah, you know. He fucks with y'all podcast. So I'm like, really? I'm like, oh, we do be talking about Snowfall, though. So then, small world, he a noob. You know what I'm saying? But like, he knows through Jerv's frat brother, bro. So I'm like, this triangle is so fucking crazy that it just went that way. So I was like, yo, we got to get you on the show. And he was like, oh, I'll pull up when the show come back on. So
that's dope, man. That's,
dope.
Again, that's
but like you said, I mean, anytime we meet people that listen to the pod, it's always, I seen somebody today in Dallas. I mean, not today, yesterday in Dallas came up to me saying, oh, I'm up to the pod, bro. You Black Trey? I said, what's up, bro? I had a hood on. Like, I'm doing
black,
my job.
Though, with the black part.
I am black, but it's also my nasally voice.
Oh, man.
I'm black, y'all.
All right. All right, that's going to do it for us here. Special thanks to Black Trey and Big Jer for joining us as always. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon member. Get access to the OG pod. Get access to the watch-alongs. Get access to the Discord and everything else. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.